Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the current deal for the U.S. to take possession of Ukraine's mineral deposits is only a framework and does not contain security guarantees. He says no peace deal will be possible without solid security guarantees for Ukraine. Another deadline for the Trump administration. Here's ABC's Peter Haralambos.
The Trump administration faces a midnight deadline to pay foreign aid groups nearly $2 billion after a federal judge determined that the president's effort to pause all foreign aid for 90 days broke the law. In a late-night filing, a State Department official urged the court to push that deadline, arguing that making thousands of payments to foreign aid groups would be impossible within 24 hours and suggesting it opens the door to fraud.
The president's first cabinet meeting this term just about to get underway today at the White House. And Pope Francis is spending his 13th day today in the hospital suffering from double pneumonia. He remains in critical condition. This is ABC News. Hyundai and Kia are under scrutiny after thieves began taking advantage of a flaw in their ignition systems. Now police in Ohio are warning about a group targeting another brand of vehicle. ABC's Mike DeBusky has details.
Cleveland authorities now say thieves are targeting Jeep Cherokees and Grand Cherokees using a special scanner that can clone the SUV's key fob, a process that apparently takes less than 2 minutes. About 20 Jeeps have been stolen using the technology since November. Police say the vehicles have been used in some violent crimes, including drive-by shootings. They add that any vehicle can be vulnerable to this type of theft. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Tens of thousands of Hindu devotees are gathered at a revered temple in Kathmandu, almost all of them smoking weed. A key part of the Shivaratri festival is the freedom to smoke marijuana, an act normally punishable in Nepal by prison sentences for up to a month for users and nearly 10 years for those caught selling it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy,
Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 43 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions with spotty light rain or drizzle ending early afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30. Then tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy. A few sprinkles and flurries are possible with a high of 42. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 29, it's 43 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 44 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution last night. The measure passed by two votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but one Republican voting for it. Van Orden said that the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. The Social Security Administration Tuesday announced the closing of a component within the agency, the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. Employees in the office were put on administrative leave effective immediately. Lee Dudek, acting commissioner of Social Security, said, quote, "Our focus is supporting President Trump's priorities, which include streamlining functions and prioritizing essential work, terminating the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity, and reassigning statutory responsibilities performed by this office advances the president's goal to make all of government more efficient in serving the American public," end quote. SSA will transfer responsibility for processing equal employment opportunity complaints, reasonable accommodation request, and other statutorily required functions to other SSA components to ensure compliance with existing legal authorities. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a group of her colleagues demanded answers from the Social Security Administration regarding the recent turmoil at the agency as Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency embed themselves and gain access to Wisconsinites' most sensitive personal information. Baldwin and the lawmakers wrote, "Providing access to personally identifiable information on hundreds of millions of Americans stored by SSA to DOGE employees without a legitimate reason and in apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures raises serious concerns about the security of that data and what DOGE plans to do with it." The letter seeks answers from Acting Commissioner Leland Dudek about DOGE's activities at SSA, including whether the acting commissioner has disclosed any sensitive personal or financial information to any unauthorized persons outside SSA, whether DOGE has requested or received access to any SSA system that is used in determining eligibility or benefit amount of Social Security or SSI benefits, whether DOGE has gained access to SSA databases that include personally identifiable information, wage or tax information, or personal health information, whether any private or commercial servers been connected or integrated into SSA data systems to review, edit, modify, access, delete, move, or otherwise change data, and what steps are being taken to prevent DOGE from stopping lawful benefit payments or utilizing personally identifiable information for political purposes. Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget proposal. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls, voicing their concerns over the potential cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently only has one operational nuclear facility. Wisconsin has officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Strategy. The program is meant to track bird flu through raw milk samples as the highly contagious virus continues to spread across the country. Officials are still working to determine how and when testing will be conducted. The virus has not yet been detected in Wisconsin's dairy cows, but has appeared in a few bird flocks. Barron County also saw the first human case of bird flu in the state after a worker came into contact with an infected flock. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general in filing an amicus brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act that guarantees access to critical preventative care for millions of Americans. Attorney General Call and the coalition urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court's decision stating that the structure of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is unconstitutional, a decision that will impair access to life-saving medical care. Before the ACA's enactment, many Americans struggle to afford preventative services, such as cancer screenings, which can be life-saving, but were often not covered by insurance. Congress enacted the ACA's preventative services provision to eliminate this financial barrier by requiring most private insurance plans to cover preventative services recommended by the task force without charging out-of-pocket cost, including copayments or deductibles. Attorney General Call and the attorneys general have asked the Supreme Court to reverse the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit's decision in Kennedy versus Braidwood Management Incorporated. According to the coalition's brief, the Fifth Circuit's decision that the task force exercises unconstitutional authority over insurance plans is incorrect because the task force's members are constitutionally appointed and supervised by the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition further explains that prohibiting enforcement of the preventative services provision could cause a significant gap in health coverage that states will not be able to fill because federal law prevents them from regulating certain insurance plans. The brief explains that since the ACA became law in 2010, the provision has significantly improved public health outcomes by expanding access to preventive services. In addition to saving lives, the provision has also reduced socioeconomic, racial, and ethnic disparities in health care by expanding access to a variety of preventive services. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of the developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISC Politics luncheon at the Madison Club. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Evers commented to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison Tuesday and said there's no question that tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Evers and other governors from around the nation met with President Trump at the White House last week. Evers said what was supposed to be a 20-minute discussion ended up lasting an hour and a half. The Democratic governor said that while the president is an amazing human being in a lot of ways, he continues to be concerned about the direction the administration is taking. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't buy Governor Tony Evers' explanation for using gender-neutral language in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor said during a stop in Wausau Monday that replacing the words mother and father with terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill is about legal protections for people using procedures like IVF. The Republican Assembly Speaker found that hard to believe. Speaking with reporters following a WISC Politics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, Voss said Evers, quote, came up with a reason that his staff put this inside the budget, but it's really made Wisconsin a national embarrassment. Voss said the language, like much of Evers' budget proposal, is dead on arrival in the budget writing Joint Finance Committee. The bill from Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dittrich follows the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's announcement last week that it is changing policy on transgender athletes. WIAA will comply with President Donald Trump's executive order barring transgender women and girls from playing women's and girls' sports. Dittrich's bill would require transgender women and girls in K-12 schools, universities of Wisconsin schools, and technical colleges to play the sport that aligns with their sex assigned at birth. Governor Tony Evers has criticized the legislation as discriminatory and has said he will veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less welcoming for LGBTQ people and children. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin has concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal funding for medical research. Mnuchin says cuts would impact the kinds of research UW-Madison is doing, ranging from the work on cancer and work on Alzheimer's to the work on how to use Wisconsin's natural resources. Of UW-Madison's top 10 National Institutes of Health grants, 5 involve dementia research. Wisconsin is among 21 states that have sued to stop the funding cuts. Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced a major reduction in federal funding for medical research. Wisconsin and 21 other states have sued to stop the cuts. The Democratic-backed candidates for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is decrying Elon Musk's involvement. Susan Crawford said Tuesday that the world's wealthiest man is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court. A political action committee created by Musk, a close advisor to President Donald Trump, has spent $1 million on the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest so far. Another group that Musk has contributed to in the past has spent $1.6 million on television ads attacking Crawford, who is a Dane County judge. Musk is backing Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a longtime Trump supporter who attended Trump's inauguration last month. Schimmel says it's more concerning that his Democratic-supported opponent is benefiting from donations by liberal philanthropist George Soros. The race for ideological control of the battleground state's highest court is nonpartisan in name only. Republicans are lining up behind Brad Schimmel and Democrats back Susan Crawford. The election on April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court. Schimmel said today that he will not be influenced by the big money donations coming in on his side. Crawford has made similar pledges of independence. All Joann Fabric stores are now closing. The company declared bankruptcy last month and announced store closures earlier in February. But this week, after the company was sold at auction, the buyers announced plans to liquidate all stores in stock. It's unclear how many people will be losing their jobs. Joann has been in operation for over 80 years, but slow sales and staffing troubles forced it into bankruptcy twice in the past year. It's 44 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1222. It's tax time. That caps Michelle Ryan and has some advice. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Attention all paper crafting lovers. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in Richland Center. I know it's early, but we've started our spring cleaning. For the rest of February, you can save 30% off all stickers and paper die cuts in our scrapbooking area. And yes, this does include the custom school products. The Creative Outlet is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we can't wait to see you soon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
It is a cloudy 44 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:24. Tax season has started, and many consumers have either already filed their taxes or are getting ready to do so soon. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends filing as soon as you can. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We want early filers because we want everyone to avoid tax-related identity theft, because at this time when we get into tax season, it means identity thieves are going to try and steal the customer's tax returns by filing that with stolen information. And they, of course, want to get to it before you do, any return that's existing. So we want consumers to file early.
When filing taxes, there is a feature that can be obtained to help keep your information safe.
There are some preventative measures that can minimize the risk of tax identity theft any tax season, and that's by setting up an identity protection PIN with both the federal IRS at irs.gov and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue at revenue.wi.gov. These identity protection PINs add an extra layer of security to consumers' tax filings by preventing someone else from being able to file a tax return in your name, even if they have your personal information.
There are other safe measures that can be taken when filing taxes as well.
Again, I've said it, file early. Do so securely. If you're transmitting over Wi-Fi, be sure it's secure and not open in a public Wi-Fi system. Don't store that sensitive data on the device. You'll have it on, process your tax records, and then get it off your computer again. Don't store it there all year. And then shred the unneeded documents. You'll have to keep appropriate records, but shred the things that you don't need and protect your mail. You know, get to the post office to mail your tax records if that's how you're going to file. But then also, if you are awaiting a check, be sure that you have a nice secure system to receive your mailing there.
Michelle Reinen says that if you experience tax-related identity theft, you should reach out to someone immediately.
You can contact Consumer Protection so we can help you sort through the steps. Also, if it's tax-related specifically, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue as soon as possible, and also contact the IRS as soon as possible so they can put a pause on those tax records and flag things and secure them and work with you on that recovery.
To report tax-related identity theft, contact the Wisconsin Department of Revenue by phone at 608-266-2772, by email at doridtheft@wisconsin.gov, or you can report it to the IRS at identitytheft.gov. More information and resources are also available at irs.gov. If you need any other identity theft assistance, DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline number is 1-800-422-7128. The 13th Annual Milk and Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk and Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the, it kind of puts us over the top, so we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and we had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody out, so periodically we take some to Highland also.
The tournament is very popular, but the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with, and they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got a raffle table. We've got a 50-50. We've got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have two sticks of sausage, two rings of bologna, two packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got... And you have about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years. And there's a quilt raffle, and you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost bowl is $15 per person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, call Ed at 608-537-2340. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a strategic plan for managing the state's wildlife species and habitat and is seeking a public feedback on the plan's objectives. This strategic plan will guide how the DNR's wildlife program prioritizes its resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values public input and believes that it is important for Wisconsinites to weigh in on the draft's plan's objectives and share which are the most important to them. For more information on the strategic planning process and to participate in this public input opportunity, visit the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. The webpage explains the planning process, contains a link to the input form, and allows you to stay engaged in the planning process by signing up to receive occasional updates. The input form will take about 10 minutes to complete. Participation is voluntary, and all responses are anonymous. For input to be considered, submissions must be completed by this Friday, February 28th. Richland County Health and Human Services and Center Cinema will host a movie night for children with disabilities. Children with any disability qualify for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru on Wednesday night, March 5th at 6. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which also includes the movie, popcorn, and a beverage. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Casey Peterson on ticket number 302. It's 44 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist's difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
It's 25 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, February 26th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died February 15th at our house senior living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless is survived by 6 children, Karen and Dan Kruger and Alan Wanless, all of Richland Center. Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, David and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, and Janine Burke of Stoughton. 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tom and Connie McCarthy, and a happy 65th anniversary to Ken and Leona Kilbell. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, most of the rain in the region has shifted to the south and east of our area, but still a few sprinkles are possible for a few hours into the early afternoon. Otherwise, some breaks of sun may form here and there as well, but overall quite a bit of cloud cover. Temperatures will continue to hover several degrees above normal. Tomorrow we'll have a brisk northwest wind coming in with a cold front. Might produce a sprinkle or flurry as well, the better chance of snow showers staying in parts of north and east Wisconsin. And then Friday, gusty winds will be an issue as a strong low-pressure system dives from northern Minnesota through upper Michigan. It's possible those winds could gust over 40 miles an hour during the afternoon, so be sure to secure loose objects and be especially cautious driving. We are anticipating colder air to move in then for the start of the weekend. It's not going to last very long, though, as mild air quickly moves in from the southwest by early next week, boosting temperatures about 10 degrees above normal. Could see a fairly strong low-pressure system move in from the southwest for Tuesday into Wednesday with some rain, possibly even tail end of it coming in as wet snow. We'll certainly keep you posted. Otherwise, for the rest of today, mostly cloudy with spotty light rain or drizzle ending. High temperature mostly in the mid-40s. East wind 4 to 8 becoming variable. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 30. And tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy. Just a chance of a couple of sprinkles and flurries. High near 42 with a northwest wind between 10 and 20. For Friday, partly or mostly cloudy and very windy, low 29 with a high of 52. Saturday, partly cloudy, much cooler, low 19 with a high of 29 degrees. Sunday, a cool start, but lots of sunshine and light winds, low 13, high 36. And Monday, partly sunny and milder, high 46. Tuesday, there's a good chance of light rain by afternoon, highs in the upper 40s. Could stay wet into Thursday as well. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 44 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 51, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today, 46. The record high for this date was set 1 year ago today at 68 degrees. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 26. Sunset tonight will be at 5:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:42. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.69, and we did receive 19 hundredths of an inch of rain early this morning. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farm women tend to bear a great responsibility for childcare, and the strain is evident. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farms can be a great environment for kids, but also a dangerous one, which puts even more pressure on the person who is generally the primary child care provider, mom. When rural sociologist Hannah Budge and her colleagues did a health and safety study focusing on farm women, they found that safety was a top concern.
We found that the women were very aware, like, yes, we know there's dangers involved. Like, sometimes I would rather not have my child in the site, but I don't have any option. I've got these children here. They maybe can't access childcare because they maybe can't afford it. They maybe can't access it if they're in a very rural area.
Budge's co-author on the study, Florence Beacott, expands on that.
Over 60% of our rural counties in the U.S. are categorized as a childcare desert. What are we going to do about this? Because again, there are folks who do not want kids to go to daycare, but we've talked to farm parents, is there are plenty who will use it if it was available. So what can we do at the community level, state level, federal level, so that there are more resources available so that people can focus on the farming and have options?
Budge and Beacott return tomorrow. You can learn more about their work on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
USDA commits $1 billion to fight high path avian influenza. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced her five-step plan to fight HPAI this morning during the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture winter meeting.
We're devoting up to $500 million in helping U.S. poultry producers implement gold standard biosecurity measures. USDA will provide free audits and wildlife biosecurity assessments.
Rollins said the USDA will also pay up to 75% of the cost of biosecurity repairs. Rollins says the department will begin biweekly meetings next month to further discuss the use of a vaccine.
This does not mean we have authorized the use of a vaccine at this time. We are not doing this right now. Before making that determination, we will continue to solicit feedback, your state veterinarians, your governors, and the American public.
$400 million will go to farmers to increase indemnity rates and quickly return to business after an outbreak. A recent survey shows U.S. farmers are projected to increase the amount of corn acreage planted this spring. CoBank Grains and Oilseeds economist Tanner Emke tells Brownfield there are several trends favoring corn.
We have a much tighter balance sheet this year. Very strong demand in Mexico. We've had a strong demand story domestically with ethanol has been historically strong.
CoBank projects 94.5 million acres of corn will be planted this spring, up from 90.6 million acres last year. Emke says weak prices for other grains suggest that projection could even be a bit low. An American Farm Bureau Federation economist says farm bankruptcy numbers continue to grow. Economist Samantha Ayub says many of the Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies were filed in the Midwest.
In the Midwest, that had by far the most bankruptcies in general at 71 filings in 2024, which was a 69% increase from 2023.
Ayub says a new farm bill with an updated safety net is critically important as farmers look down an unending tunnel for signs of the farm economy turning around. Many farmers are making plans for the 2025 growing season with several unknowns hanging over agriculture. Rob Schaefer, American Soybean Association board member, says an outdated farm safety net is worrisome.
Because it sets the ARC and PLC five-year prices so we can plan a little harder versus this piecemeal stuff of just giving us a one-year extension. That way it provides certainty for bankers, farmers, and across the country, input suppliers, all that stuff.
Ron Kindred, chair of the Illinois Soybean Association, tells Brownfield, any hit to the markets would hurt farmers that are already experiencing low incomes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids have been elusive in the first half of the week. Asking prices are at $200 to $201 live in the south, but are still not established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to develop midweek or later. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 18 cents at $3.14.50. Select was 37 cents lower at $3.03.76. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to the most recent well-tested sale, feeder steers and heifers were $10 to $15 higher. Steer and heifer calves less than 700 pounds were $15 to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Sale barn activity in recent weeks has been influenced by weather. Feeder supply included 56% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 592 pounds, brought $324 to $355. And feeder steers, 816 to 820 pounds, brought $265 to $277.50. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday. With moderate negotiated purchases, processors appear to be off to a more aggressive start to the day and are bidding up to move needed numbers. Global demand remains strong, but domestic demand has been inconsistent, which adds some uncertainty and volatility to the market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs. Hog weights, which declined about a pound and a half for the week and are still 0.4 of a pound above year-ago levels, and slaughter pace. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $85 to $93 and a weighted average of $90.24. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had weighted averages of $89.94, and the Eastern Corn Belt had a weighted average of $91. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $75. Barrels and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.74 at $97.39. Bellies, loins, and picnics were all higher. Butts, ribs, and hams were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hogs are higher, soybeans and cattle are lower, corn is mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down as development weather in most of Argentina looks good and Brazil's harvest continues to move forward. That big crop out of Brazil and the trade tensions with China have hit export demand for U.S. beans. USDA's weekly sales numbers are out tomorrow morning. March soybeans are down 6.5 at 1024.5. May's 7.75 lower at 1041. March bean meal's down 60 cents at 293.20. March bean oil's 56 points lower at 44.88. Corn's basically steady to lower, also watching South American weather while expecting tariffs to cut into global demand. USDA is expected to project an increase in U.S. corn acreage later this week at the Ag Outlook Forum. March corn's down a penny at 478.75. May's a quarter lower at 494. And wheat's down, waiting to see what happens in talks to end Russia's war on Ukraine. Drier weather in the southern U.S. plains could have an impact on winter wheat conditions. March Chicago's down 5.75 at 567. March Kansas City's 6.25 lower at 585.5. March Minneapolis wheat's down 10.25 at 602.75. Cattle are waiting for direct business to get going. Asking prices are 200 to 201 live, with bids at 196 live. Nothing yet on either basis for dress sales. April live's down a dollar and a dime at 194.62. June is 95 lower at 191.30. March feeders are down 2 cents at 274.20. April's now 47 lower at 273.32. And with the pork carcass cutout value higher at midday, April hogs are up $1.77 at $88.35. May's up $1.70 at $92.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
An effort that could help alleviate the egg shortage. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to put a strain on the nation's egg supply and is shooting egg prices through the roof. Efforts are being considered that could help address both issues. The National Chicken Council has petitioned the Food and Drug Administration to modify a regulation that forces the broiler industry, which are chickens that are raised for meat, to discard eggs that are safe to eat.
This petition would allow eggs that the broiler industry has that are not needed or are in excess, that they can go into the breaking market and be pasteurized, and then go into making products such as cake mixes or egg noodles or mayonnaise or other type of commodities like that.
She says it's not a silver bullet, but it would help with egg availability. And she tells Brownfield,
from a food security standpoint, throwing viable protein away just doesn't make common sense. We have a lot of protein that we have wasted, unfortunately, over the years, but I think now is a great opportunity to take the science that's available to us and move these eggs into the breaking market so that we can help everyone.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1965. Some awesome tunes from Top 40 Radio's glory days. Your rock and roll requests, and we'll be paying tribute to all kinds of high school sports activities with the state wrestling tournament and the Solid Gold Dancers on location at the Kohl Center.
For Kirk Layer and David Werman, I'm Bill Twining.
Baby in the high chair, who put him up there? Ma, Pa.
Those were the days at WRCO Saturday night. You can hear us courtesy of these great sponsors: Bateznik Power Sports, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where our news this hour is sponsored by Ryan's Auto Sales, providing a reliable lineup of quality vehicles, making the car buying process easy and dependable.